Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are talking about the spirit body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now it's clear from this scripture we are a three-part being: spirit, soul, and our soul is our mind, will, and emotions, and our body. Now our spirit and soul will live on forever, but our physical body, of course, will die.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, just like God is a three-part being,
right,
we are a three-part being.
Right. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
And Bill, when you were traveling back with the Lord, returning from your experience in hell, you said you saw your physical body lying on the ground.
Right. It was a vision, and I had left my body. So I was in my spirit body. 1 Corinthians 15:44 talks about a natural body and spirit body. And I noticed that I looked back and I saw, that's my body lying on the floor. It looked so strange. It was like, that's not the real me. The real me is the spirit man. It looked just like if you were to get out of your car, it's a vehicle to get you around in life, but it's not you. It's just a vehicle. And that's how the body looks, so temporal. You know, the real person is your spirit and soul.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. You know, a lot of people talk about when they're having surgery or they've had near-death experiences, they, you know, share that they were floating over their body.
That's
and they
right.
could look down and see their physical body being operated on, but the real them is their spirit and their soul, and it was hovering over the body.
Right. You know, and we're going to have a body in heaven when we get to heaven, of course, or at the rapture, we'll be given a body, a glorified body that will have flesh and bones like Jesus had. And, you know, but that body will live forever. We won't experience any pain or suffering. We can eat and so forth. And we could walk through walls like Jesus did and so forth. And it'll be wonderful, glorious heavenly body that will be given.
I know, that is going to be amazing. I know, we'll have no weight of time on us. We'll be able to eat and drink. We'll look young forever.
Right.
You know, no maintenance. That'll be nice.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
That's incredible to even think about.
It'll right.
be so amazing.
Yes.
You know, and Bill, some have asked, you know, how can a body in hell survive burning in fire forever?
That's right. Well, good question. But, you know, they do not realize we are not talking about a physical body. A person in hell is in their spirit body, and since it has no physical substance, it can endure burning without being consumed. You know, a spirit cannot be annihilated since we are made eternal beings. You know, and also in Luke 16, the rich man in hell said, "Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." He was in his spirit body, yet he thirsted and felt the burning flame. So it's the body in hell is can still experience these things, you know, even though you're in your spirit body.
Yes. So you're in the spiritual realm. Also, it's like it's a different dimension that
right.
people are existing in.
Right.
You know,
right.
and also when we look at the account of the burning bush, I mean, that Moses saw, it was burning, but not consumed.
That's right. You know, also Jesus said in Matthew 25:41, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Notice he said the fire was prepared. So not only was hell prepared, but so was the fire. God prepared a fire that would not consume, but would be felt for all eternity.
You know, and one more point is when Jesus is telling us about hell in Mark 9:43-48. And then in the next verse he says, "For everyone shall be salted with fire." So he is stating that everyone in hell is salted with fire, and salt, as we know, is a preservative.
That's right. You know, Matthew Henry comments on that, page 1799, and he states, "In hell they shall be salted with fire, as salt upon the meat shall eat their flesh. By the power of God it shall be made to last always, for those that are cast into hell will find the fire to have not only the corroding quality of salt, but its preserving quality. It is used to signify that which is lasting. A covenant of salt is a perpetual covenant, and Lot's wife, being turned into a pillar of salt, made her a remaining monument of divine vengeance. That's in Genesis 19:26. Vines, page 315, says, the doom of being salted with fire. You know, and then Jesus also said in Luke 17:32, remember Lot's wife. So the salt is a preserving thing, and it can, our bodies are preserved with fire, the body prepared for hell.
Yes, that makes sense. It's a spirit body in a spiritual realm.
Right.
And it's specially made to endure this.
Right.
And live forever. You know, and also, Bill, we can look at the three Hebrews who were in the fiery furnace in Daniel 3, 23 through 30 or 26. They were in the fire in their physical bodies, but they were preserved. You know, if God can preserve a physical body, he can obviously preserve a spirit body.
Right.
You know, he kept them from pain, but will not keep those in hell from pain.
Right.
Sadly to say. But I mean, the Hebrew boys, they didn't even have smoke on their clothing.
Right.
I mean, God did
really
an amazing miracle there. But he's God. I'm not understanding sometimes why people can't grasp that just because of the scripture. And, you know, he is the Lord God Almighty. He
That's
can
right.
do these things.
Exactly.
You know, maybe we should look at also some of the scriptures and see just what a spirit body can experience.
Right, right. You know, Ezekiel 32, verse 21 through 31, you know, you have to read the whole thing, but these verses indicate these people in hell have something that resembled bones. They had a head. They could speak. They bore shame. And that indicates they have feelings. Isaiah 14, 9 and 10 points out that they speak out of hell and they experience weakness. And this is in their spirit bodies. Ezekiel 3:3 says, in Ezekiel's vision, it says, son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. So we see that a spirit can eat and taste. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 3 through 5 says, and he took me by the lock of my head and lifted me up between the earth and the heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem. Lift up thine eyes, he said to him. Dig now in a wall. So in other words, a spirit body had a head, had hair, had eyes, can travel and perform labor in a sense to dig through a wall. So that's interesting. That reveals a lot in that verse.
Those are great scriptures for that. You know, Revelation 5:4, John said, and I wept much. So he was in his spirit body, traveling really to the future. And a spirit can feel emotion.
Right, right.
And also Revelation 10:10, it says, and I ate it, the little book, and it was in my mouth, sweet as honey. And soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. So a spirit can feel discomfort in the stomach.
Right, that's interesting.
Revelation 10:8 also says, and the voice which I heard from heaven, so a spirit can hear.
Right, good point. In Luke 16:23, it says, and he saw Abraham afar off. This is the rich man in hell Jesus talked about. And he saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus. So in other words, a spirit has a shape and looks similar to the physical body on the earth. The rich man recognized Abraham and Lazarus. Then in Luke 16:28, it says, for I have five brethren that he may testify unto them. He wanted Lazarus to testify, go back and testify to his brothers. They also come into this place of torment. So the rich man in hell had concern for his brothers, and he remembered them. So you have your full remembrance and
yes.
that concern.
Yes, and in 1 Samuel 28:15, it says, Samuel said, why have you disquieted me to bring me up? And Samuel was in paradise, and he had his memory. He could speak. He prophesied accurately, and he was not pleased with Saul bringing him up, or
right.
the witch of Endor bringing him up.
Right, it was,
but
right.
it was really God that,
that really
did
brought
that,
him up.
Because she was totally shocked that he came up.
Right.
So that was something supernatural the Lord did. Because it says that in the scripture, it was
right.
Samuel.
Right, exactly.
And but it's interesting that he still possessed his feelings and his emotions.
Right, and his memory.
Yes. And most importantly, John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. You know, in Amos 5:21, it says, I will not smell in your solemn assemblies, so God can smell.
Right.
He's a spirit. Genesis 8:21, and the Lord smelled a sweet savior. Isaiah 34:3, their stink shall come up out of their carcasses.
So he can recognize, a sweet savor or a stink.
Yeah, an odor.
Right.
And Proverbs 1:26 says, therefore, I will laugh at your calamity.
God can laugh.
God can laugh. Exactly. And then there's more. There's a lot of verses, right, Bill, mm-hmm. with emotion, God showing
yes.
emotion.
This is just a few here. 2 Chronicles 29:25 says, they provoked to anger the Lord. So God, of course, many verses about he can get angry. Zephaniah 3:17, he will joy over thee with singing. God, it says God will joy over thee with singing. So that's interesting.
God sings.
God sings? Boy, I like to hear his voice.
Yes.
Psalms 5:5 says, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. God can hate. It's a righteous hate, though. It's a hatred of wickedness. It's not an emotional outburst. Exodus 30:5 says, for I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God. He's jealous and over us. It's a loving type of jealousy, not an envy.
No, it's a protective.
A protective type of jealousy. Jeremiah 31:3 says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. So we know, of course, God loves and more than any of us could ever love. You know, so God is a spirit and he has the ability to be angry, be jealous. He can smell, have joy, laugh, hate, and love. He is also long-suffering, merciful, forgiving, faithful, giving, peaceful, gracious, and he can also be wrathful.
Yeah, very good points. You know, a spirit body then can see, hear, taste, smell, talk, weep, thirst, dig into a wall, feel bitterness in the stomach, and feel shame, have concern, remember, or having memory, and actually may have some type of bones. You know, these are the same attributes our physical body has.
Right, it's a good point. You know, in my experience, when the Lord showed me hell in a vision, and I was in a spirit body, I remembered, I thought about you, and I thought about my life up on the earth. That's a thing of the past. I was in torment. I felt the heat, the burning flames. I felt the blows from the demons throwing me against the wall and tearing at my flesh. I saw people burning. I felt anguish. I felt the hopelessness that you feel in hell, that you'll never escape it. I understood there were different levels of torment and degrees of punishment. These are all things I experienced. So in the spirit body, you're experiencing the same things you would in your physical body. And it's even more real.
So the pain and the fear and the loneliness, all those things.
All those things I experienced.
When you look down at your body, did you ever do that? You did look down at your body once, right? When the demons tore into it, your flesh.
Yes, I did. It looked similar to it does now. You know, it looked like very similar. But I noticed there was no, when they tore at my flesh, there was no blood or water coming from the wounds. It was just all dry. But we know Leviticus 17:11 says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Well, there's no life in hell, so there's no blood. And Zechariah 9:11 says, thy prisoners out of the pit where there is no water. There's not one drop of water in hell, so there's no water in your body, this body you have. Now, I know it's a spirit body, but it has similar attributes because, as Luke 16, he thirsted. He wanted a drop of water to cool his tongue.
Yes, it experiences many of the same feelings and emotions and senses that we do in our physical body.
Right. Now, I don't know if I was in the same type of body that those in hell possess, but my spirit body felt similar, again, to our physical bodies. It resembled flesh, but there was no blood or water, as I said. I felt the heat. I heard the screams. I had my memory. I experienced pain and loneliness, felt the fear, and I understood the hopelessness. And so that's how it is in hell. Your spirit body can experience all the same things as your physical body.
But you know what's great is that we as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, on the other hand, We will receive our glorified physical heavenly bodies at the rapture of the church.
Yes.
Which looks like is very, very soon. And we will resemble Jesus. So our bodies will be perfect and we will live eternally in joy, peace, and happiness.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.